This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7 here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, a U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And to the over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there driving the 18-wheelers coast-to-coast, border-to-border, appreciate the job you're doing. Also, Felix and John, the mail haulers, hauling the bulk mail from the bulk mail centers to the post office and beyond, thank you for the great job you guys do. Now, the suicide jockeys are out there getting it done with the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel just going from point A to B as fast as they can go. And, of course, we got the Amazon warehouse folks and the Amazon drivers out there getting the job done, too. Thank you very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captains America. That's Captains America. And the website for the show is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. You can go over there, and you can take advantage of the stuff that we have over there for you to look at, spend a little money, and have some Christmas presents as a result. Now, hang on just a second. You got... There, I had to flip a button. The button didn't want to flip fast enough because I had to do that so I can get on the line our good friend out there in California, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Now, it's a little cool, but not necessarily where you're at, right?
Well, actually, tonight I think it's down. It's about 45 degrees right now where I am.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
It's not cold, yeah.
It's 68 degrees here right now. It's actually warmed up from what it was when we started the show. So that's a good thing, and I'll take that. Thank you.
Yes, I imagine, yeah.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, media outlets have erupted in outrage at an accusation from Elon Musk about Joel Ross' work as the top trust and safety officer at Twitter. He proved to be a fraud and a sham. No surprise there, right?
Right.
And Musk claimed that Ross ignored child abuse and exploitation, citing his PhD dissertation as evidence. Take it away.
Well, this is very... It just gets stranger and stranger, doesn't it, Captain, now that Elon Musk has taken over Twitter, acquired Twitter. I actually heard someone just yesterday, I think, say that he thought that he bought it for some $44 billion, but it was about $40 billion too much. I found that very amusing.
It's true.
It does get stranger and stranger, of course, and it just gets weird. And I'm wondering, you know, how much more revelations we're going to get. We're going to find out a lot more about the people who are involved in running Twitter, and that's a huge issue, I think, because the more we're going to find out about the politicalization and the banning and all this stuff,
and the really notebook, tweets and all that stuff from Hunter Biden.
Well, of course. All of that goes together to add up to this was it had a major impact on the 2020 race. There's no doubt about that. But what is a platform, and what does it mean to have free speech in this country, and what does it mean when there are those who can control what essentially begins to amount to almost a public utility or town square kind of a thing? This is not apples to apples, but it's very, very similar.
Yeah, very much so. Now, Washington State, out there in the Northwest, is Democrat and liberal, correct?
Well, sure, yeah.
They just requested for the unauthorized immigrants, in other words, the illegals that are there in their state, they just requested to receive health insurance via the HHS, and it was approved by the HHS.
Well, you know, generally speaking, someone shows up at an emergency room, they're not going to be turned away for life-saving, help, basically. But that's a difference between institutionalizing the idea of undocumented illegal aliens who have come into the country, and there's simply no consequence for doing that. It blurs the line between who is a citizen, who's not a citizen, and so forth. So while people will always do a humanitarian thing, creating these institutionalizations of it is maybe something that we got to reconsider.
Okay, I got the music coming up in my ear, so I'll wait for this next step until we come back. More with Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and yours truly. When we come back, don't go anywhere. We're going to get this guy here on the radio and have him do his little spiel, and we'll be back right after the break.
2 o'clock in the morning and news breaks. When you need to know, the place to go from 2 to 6 a.m. is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. I'll see you there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
To hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Thanks very much. It's Jeff in Sarasota. We appreciate that. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that own and operate Relief Factor. I'll tell you what, I've been taking Relief Factor for coming on 9 years right now, and I've been taking it for one simple reason. The product works. It's not that expensive, thank God. It's less expensive than a prescription, which I was taking prescription medicine to try to contain the problem that I had, and sometimes it would work and sometimes it wouldn't. But I will tell you, Relief Factor has been able to take and put under control the pain that I have, the swelling that I have, the inflammation that I have with my left foot, my ankle, my leg, and my right leg when it starts in two. So there you go. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Because there's nothing worse than being in pain. It just stops you from doing everything and anything that you can do. And I don't need to tell anybody that knows. And this will also help you to get your sleep again. So relieffactor.com/captain is a website for the $19.95 3-week quick start. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, try it out, the 3-week quick start. If it works for you, you'll go on the automatic monthly shipping. You'll get it every month. And you can also get some other things there, too. You might want to try some of their vitamin C, vitamin D, some of their vitamin A, and B12, and they got some really good potent vitamins there too that are really good for you. Developed by doctors for us. And by the way, these people, they wanted to do something that could help you with your money so you weren't spending a fortune on some of these things that you were taking. Makes it over the counter, but they ship it right to you. relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. They'll ship it right to your house. And Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. All right, here we go. Do you remember a few years ago, about a decade ago, when Joe Biden, who yesterday signed the same-sex marriage bill, but about a decade ago, he stated, and this is a direct quote from Joe Biden, marriage should only be between a man and a woman.
That's right. Of course, he was one of many politicians who would say, who would give that sort of viewpoint. But of course, times have changed. The Democrats are looking very, very closely at trying to maintain their support and so forth. And so, quite frankly, we don't know if Joe Biden really seriously has changed his beliefs, but he certainly can be a pander bear.
He was told to change his relief or his beliefs.
Yeah, well, I would think so. I would think so. So you have Joe Biden, of course, you know, doing what many times politicians will do, and that is they'll see which way the wind is blowing, and they'll go that way. I do think voters, regardless of people's viewpoints, I think they want people who are going to be consistent or can make a cogent argument about their positions.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the House GOP is ratcheting up their rhetoric to get rid of Mr. Mayorkas as the Department of Homeland Security secretary. Now, I do know that the word impeachment has now come up, and I don't think they're going to do anything yet until after the first of the year, but he's going to be the first one in the administration that they're going to try to set an example of and with and impeach him and get him out of there.
Well, Captain, this is one of the most high-value issues that the GOP can focus on that I think will have a lot of broad support. People, I think, will agree that there is a major problem at the border, and then they put a face on that problem with Mayorkas and focus it on him. And so, you know, because when we thought there was going to be this huge red wave, people will say, well, they could impeach Joe Biden and all that. I don't think that was going to happen anyway. But the impeachment for Mayorkas would be the place to start, because it would more clearly define the problem at the border in a way that Democrats would have a very hard time propagandizing back the other way.
And it should be mentioned that the El Paso government, the mayor and his administration, has asked the White House to use the military bases there in the area to house the illegals so they're not loose all around town or whatever, encourage them to come in and stay at the base and not wander around town and get themselves into trouble.
Well, that or also perhaps go off to different points throughout the United States without anyone knowing where they went or what happened to them. And, you know, I might point out too, Captain, that what happens to a lot of people who come to this country, even those who come illegally, they are going to be, I think, exposed to some very, very bad things. And it's really unconscionable that the Democrat Party elite don't seem to care what happens to human beings. All they want is for them to flood across the border and create a destabilization. It's really terrible.
Dinero. That's what they want, so, dinero.
Well, right, or they come looking for a better life, or they come looking to get a job or what have you. But the Democrat Party elite, I don't think they really care how they do or whatever happens to them, as long as, I said, as they come in and they are a political wedge that they can use in their quest for power.
Yeah, I agree with you. Okay, now the judge presiding over Arizona gubernatorial candidate Kari Lake's electoral lawsuit has reportedly ordered Lake, Governor-elect Katie Hobbs, who's currently Arizona Secretary of State, and the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors to appear before their court. This could get interesting real quick.
Well, it really could, because you know, again, the election's been certified, by the way, as we understand. But to find out if what kind of shenanigans there might have been, or what kind of inconsistencies, or things that would have demonstrably disenfranchised voters, I think we'll see that there could be some real eye-opening things here.
Right. Now, our governor down here in Florida has stepped up, and he's asked for a decision from the court to petition Florida Supreme Court to impanel a grand jury tasked with investigating any wrongdoing related to the vaccines for the Chinese coronavirus.
Well, those are very serious questions to ask. Everything was put through at warp speed, basically, to borrow a phrase from Star Trek. But and President Trump, you know, he wanted to make that happen too, and did it in a matter of months, something that would take many years. But I think some of the powers that be we deserve answers for how this stuff was put together, what's in it, and how does it work.
Well, I don't think in some cases we want to know how it was put together, but will it work is the big thing. And, of course, now you've got some people in the federal government saying, well, you know, there's areas we've got to put our masks back on again, and we're going to have to get boosted. The kids are going to get boosted, and the seniors are going to have to get boosted again. They're going to have to get another booster. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's way too early for that crap.
Well, it is. And out here in the Southern California, Los Angeles County, I think, is pretty close to declaring indoor mask mandates again based on hospitalization numbers and so forth. And we see on the news they're getting back to telling you all the numbers every day and so forth. And but
that's all they got.
That's right. And I don't think people, Captain, really want to go back to that kind of thing.
Of course
people can wear a mask if they want to. I see them all around all the time. I see people wearing a mask here and there. But it's not something that I think people are going to want the mandates, because we saw what happens when we do all that, and it's not even really effective.
Well, you're right. Again, no one can say you're not. You're right, because we've been through this. We don't need to go through it again. A lot of people that got all these extra shots shouldn't have gotten them to begin with. There's been a whole bunch of misinformation. We are aware of that. People got sick. People died. I mean, it's just been horrible.
Well, right. And it, of course, if you talk with your doctor, if you have a particular medical issue, your doctor is the best person to advise you on something like that.
And that's
so,
who should be making the decision right there.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And we'll be right back with more right after this break. Don't go anywhere.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News. Retiring Senate Appropriations Chair Democrat Patrick Leahy said Tuesday night that appropriators have reached a bipartisan, bicameral framework that, quote, should allow us to finish an omnibus appropriations bill that can pass the House and Senate and be signed into law by the president, end quote. There's no word yet on exactly how much money we're talking about, but appropriators have largely settled on an $858 billion defense budget in recent weeks. And the cost of a Costco membership is going up soon. Costco CFO Richard Galanti said so on an earnings call last week. Galanti didn't say how much the fee increase would be, but he did say a higher fee is a question of when, not if. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Smile was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroSmile.com and tell them the captain said.
You bet. Tell them the captain sent you. I'll tell you what, Hero Smile, and I'll spell it out for you so you can find it correctly. The Hero Smile is spelled H-E-R-O-E-S, Mile. That's H-E-R-O-E-S, HeroSmile.com. That's a website. Now, I want you to go over there and take a look at the website and see what it is they have to offer. Because it's the same thing you'll find at the veterans. And it's the same programs done by somebody just a little bit different than what you're used to. These are people who have served and walked a mile in your shoes in the military or as first responders or both in some cases, where they've been in the military and then become a first responder and then come back to Hero's Mile as a doctor. Now, regardless of the problems that you're having, whether or not it's TBI or PTSD or maybe you got some emotional trouble. Maybe you I've got some problems with, well, here's one for you. Maybe you got some problems with your checking account, your banking. You can't quite get that right. Maybe you want to start a business and don't know exactly how to do it. Okay? Harold Smile can do all of that and help you along the way. All of it. So, if you want to get help from real people that have been where you've been in their life, and now they've recuperated, and now they're training and teaching people just like you to deal with the problems that you have, that's who you need to talk to. Heroes Mile. The website, heroesmile.com. Now, the phone number is very simple to remember. It's 888-888-VET. That's V-E-T, now N-O-W, the number 2. Phone number again, 888-VET, V-E-T, now N-O-W, the number 2. Call that number after you check the website out, see what they have to offer. Make sure you get yourself an appointment, go over, see what they have to show you. And they also do seminars out on the road. They'll come to you if you have a business or people that want to hear about what's going on and programs that are available for them. They're very good at what they do, and I would not be telling you about them if I didn't know for sure they'd helped a lot of people, and they have. So there you go, heroesmile.com. All right, and back to the phone lines, and Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, Republican, is set to leave office in a few weeks. He's closing the gaps in the United States-Mexican border wall. Almost got it finished, Kyle. Almost got it finished with shipping containers as officials prepare for an avalanche of illegal immigration they warn will come when Title 42 ends on December 21st.
It's exactly what the Biden administration wants. That's the only conclusion we can come to, Captain, about why Title 42, and they worked so hard to get it to go away. And the word avalanche is appropriate. And so what Governor Ducey was doing with these shipping containers, if I recall correctly, I think even one of the sheriffs there was threatening, you know, anybody helping the governor do this and this kind of thing. And so, but closing up those gaps is crucial. Because what we've seen up to this point is just prelude to what we are going to see without Title 42.
And here's the deal about the sheriffs and the border. They have no authority or jurisdiction at all when it comes to shoring up the border in whatever respect. That's the governor and or the federal government.
Well, exactly right. Well, what it shows, though, too, is the deep division and the hot potato issue of hot potato characteristic of this whole issue.
Now, the SEC complaint paints a very different picture than what this Bankman-Fried, Crypto Sam, and his crypto empire was. Apparently, it was fraudulent right from the very start. There was nothing even on the up-and-up about this. The guy didn't even try. He was out there to take people's money, squandered away from him, and make a fortune for himself. Now, it describes a massive years-long fraud that included diverting billions of dollars in customers' funds for his own personal benefit, including buying a house, a boat, an airplane, and a big boat, by the way, not a little one, a big boat. So, unbelievable.
Well, and he had to have known at some point it was all going to come crashing down.
I mean, these people don't know that. They think they're above board because they get in bed with all the politicians.
Well, and then they figure that perhaps, you know, somebody's going to bail them out or look the other way, or it's not going to do that. But obviously, too, Captain, I think he wanted to have that political influence. We're talking about the untold amounts of money that would have gone to these politicians, which again,
$40 million that we know of.
Mm-hmm. Right. So now we're going to find out about some of these politicians, and it's going to be a huge, huge embarrassment, day of reckoning, you name it.
Yep. Now, customers around the world believed his lies. And they sent billions of dollars to FTX, believing their assets were secure on the FTX trading platform. But from the start, Bankman-Fried, a.k.a. Sam the Cheat, improperly diverted customer assets to his privately held crypto hedge fund, Alameda Research LLC, or Alameda for short, and then used those customer funds to make undisclosed venture investments, lavish real estate purchases, and large political donations.
That's right. That's right. So it's the, you know, we've seen something similar to this when you have people take the people's funds and, you know, and appropriate them, or the Ponzi scheme, this kind of thing. But this kind of takes the cake, doesn't it, Captain? I mean, this is one of the, well, looking back in history, I'm sure this would be in the top five.
Remember Bernie Madoff?
Of course, yeah, Bernie Madoff.
He's got nothing over this guy.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. And especially when it goes into the world of crypto, it seems to me that that can be a bandwagon. And whenever bandwagons start up, there's always something weird. So before you ever invest in anything, before you ever give somebody your money, you need to be absolutely sure. You have to talk to people who know about this stuff, who can advise you impartially in order to help you make the right decisions.
Well, that's a no-brainer there, for sure. But it's so dangerous when it comes to money, and it comes to investing, and it comes to trusting people that can do the right thing. It's so dangerous, and I just can't tell you how many times, if it sounds too good to be true, it's too good to be true.
I was just going to say that, but one of my favorite Sean Connery lines that he ever said, when something looks too good to be true, it probably is. You know, it's truer words never spoken.
Wait a minute. Was that Sean?
what passes as my Sean Connery impersonation.
Sean.
but it sounds so much more, it just sounds better coming from him, doesn't it?
Yes, I do believe that's when they do that. You get the full quantity of the cigar to go right along with it. Yes, you do.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, he always said it, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have too much fun, don't we? It's fun.
Well, Title 42, I want to talk about that for a minute because then we'll be out of here. Got about 25 seconds. Title 42, the Trump-era policy used to expel migrants on the basis of a COVID-19 emergency, is going to expire December 21st per a federal court ruling. Nobody is bothering to do anything about it. COVID is starting to come back again by the looks and sounds of things. So here we go. We're going to get stuck with our pants down again.
Well, unfortunately, and as I said, the Biden administration has worked very hard to stop this, to take it away, to get it to be done. And I think it's going to be really devastating.
All righty, hold that thought, my friend. Folks, we're coming back with more right after this break. We're going out to a break, and we're going to do what we need to do, and you're going to do what you need to do. Go grab your cup of coffee, a donut, or whatever it is you need to do, and I'll be back in about 3 minutes with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And boy, it's really gotten bad out there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 8...
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Well,
the birthday boy from the day before yesterday, Ted Nugent, 74 years young and still rocking, Kyle.
Yeah, happy birthday, Ted Nugent, and that's a great song, goes back, I can remember that one, Captain, and especially back then, if you were a kid and you had a guitar, that was the riff you wanted to learn. You wanted to learn to play Cat Scratch Fever.
Yeah, well, he had another one, what, was it Stranglehold or something like that?
He's got a lot of good ones, and he even, there was even a song called Little Miss Dangerous, and it was featured on Miami Vice back then, so that was a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Well, Miami Vice was Crockett and what the hell is it?
Crockett and Tubbs.
Crockett and Tubbs, yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. That was great. It filmed on location, so there you go. All righty. Well, we're going to take a look here real quick at the weather, and I'm going to turn it back to you. Now, folks, we've got some really dangerous, severe thunderstorms as well as some tornadoes mixed in still coming out of east Texas around Beaumont now. Over into Louisiana, up north of I-10, and then it angles itself over into Mississippi. And we've got one, two, three, four different severe thunderstorms in this line of storms separated by probably 30 to 40 miles. And we've already had at least one tornado touchdown, so I'm pretty sure one of these big cells is going to have a tornado in it by the look of the activity we've got. So be careful. We'll get into all of that after Kyle tells you what he's got out there.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, again, we're looking at some of these freeze warnings down in Arizona. So if you're in the Tucson area, Phoenix, you're heading over I-10 or I-40, I-10 or I-8, I should say, you're going to run through the freeze warnings as you head towards California. Also, right now, our friends in Salt Lake City, looks like they've got snow showers, up on Interstate 15. It's 26 degrees right there, right now, Captain. Also, of course, we've got, winter weather warnings, advisories in most of the eastern parts of Wyoming, also up through, eastern Montana as well. Our friends in Missoula, last hour we saw the snow, starting to head that direction. They've got snow showers there now as well. Also, quite incidentally, 26 degrees in Missoula, Montana right now. Listener Aaron in Denver, Colorado's got 21 degrees. Our friends in Bozeman at 14. Helena, Montana coming at 8 degrees. So you get the idea. It's cold out there. And also, I believe, in Central Valley of California right now, Highway 99, Interstate 5, you've also got a freeze warning tonight. So do please be careful out there.
Well, here we go, folks. Hold on. It's going to get rough. All of North Dakota, winter storm warning. All of South Dakota, winter storm warning. Blizzard warning coming out of Rapid City, South Dakota, all the way across I-90, halfway across South Dakota as well. Blizzard warning in Nebraska for I-80 all the way across to Lincoln. And be advised, it's really going to be miserable there. I've been getting some reports here from some people that have been sending me little messages that they pulled off for the night because they can't see where they're going. Makes perfect sense to me. Coming up out of Colorado, I-76 to I-80, you're going to have a real tough time getting up there. You got snow, you got blowing snow, and then you got the blizzard once you get up there in Nebraska headed towards I-80. Moving over into Minnesota and Wisconsin. Minnesota, we got a winter storm warning right now for the Twin Cities all the way up to the Canadian border, and that includes Duluth. We in the state of Wisconsin, we've got snow, we've got plenty of it, and it's not anything other than just a regular snow event at the moment. However, that could change with everything that's moving to the east. Upper Peninsula of Michigan, we have a winter storm warning. Over in the middle of Michigan, over between Lake Michigan and Lake Superior, you have a lot of snow in the middle part of Michigan right now. You have an ice storm warning over in Virginia, central Virginia, I-81 on up into West Virginia and southern part of Pennsylvania right there. And then we've got snow all the way up to the Canadian line right now and freezing rain mixed in some areas. Rain and freezing rain mixed in some areas, as well as going up I-81, New York 17 all the way across from one end to the other. You've got rain, freezing rain, and/or snow. That snow also goes over to Jersey, also goes over to, let's see, just outside New York City, and it also goes down to towards Maryland, towards Baltimore. Now, again, I want to reiterate, very important you pay attention. The eastern part, southeastern corner of Texas right now, you have tornado watches, tornado warnings, severe thunderstorm watches and warnings. Also in Louisiana, there are some very severe storms on the ground there right now, about 50 miles north of I-10. Then when you move over towards the line, the state line with Mississippi, you've got some very violent weather going on there right now, and it looks like as if there could be a tornado on the ground in that area as we speak. That line of storms continues to move on up towards the state line of Tennessee, and it's raining very heavily over into Alabama, the northern part of Alabama, from Birmingham north up into Tennessee, as well as east towards Alabama. All right, well, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and let's not forget with all this bad weather there, you need to pay attention to what's going on, especially if you're on I-65, if you're on I-20, if you're on I-10, you need to pay attention to the weather because it could create a big mess for you. And we hate to have you get into trouble because of that. We're warning you right now, well in advance in some cases. Okay, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is with us. We're going to go over there and find her. And there you are right there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yep, I got too many buttons to push this morning. It's a button adventure here. the Title 42 thing that everybody's concerned about is expiring December 21st. And I understand why they're going to let it expire because it was supposedly for COVID. And I guess they'd have to change it around a little bit to make it something different. But Biden almost jumped the gun tonight and said, hey, you let them through.
Well, they are being let through.
Yep.
I mean, you know, I'd hate to see it if when we don't have Title 42. I mean, they expect 15 to 18,000 a day.
Yeah.
A day.
Yeah. And they're just over the horizon right now waiting to come in. So there you go. All right, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We've got plenty more where that came from. And it's a beautiful day where I'm at. I hope it is where you're at, too. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.